Now, I go back to this story that's been plaguing me now for 4 days and my listeners on the Southern Cross Regional Network. Now, the Southern Cross Network are with me at the moment, I'm told, but you mightn't be too much longer because someone's got their finger on a button. But what I'll report today is published in the Australian newspaper. The editor of the Australian newspaper is a very responsible man named Paul Whittaker. I have no doubt, given his vast experience for News Limited, that the story written by Stephen Brook would have been legal, uphill and down dale. So this suggestion that I can't say what I'm about to say because of legalities is nonsense. It's also reported in the Daily Telegraph. Strangely, it's not reported in the Fairfax-controlled Central Western Daily today at all, even though it's a local story. And I get condemned, even though I broadcast right across the country, for not concentrating on local issues. You know, we've had this media debate about, oh, we've got to have local content, got to have local content. Here I am trying to display some local content and being censored. So I will read verbatim what Stephen Brook has written in the Australian newspaper. Broadcaster Ray Hadley has accused two large media companies of censorship over a court case involving a truck driver. Hadley took aim at Southern Cross Austereo and Fairfax Media after his broadcast about the court case in the New South Wales Central West City of Orange was not played on the local Triple M station or reported in the Central Western Daily newspaper. The truck driver, who was involved in a fatal accident, has been charged with dangerous driving causing death and negligent driving causing death, had his licence returned by a magistrate. The truck driver is an employee of West Orange Motors, a prominent local advertiser. Then there are quotes from me, which I don't need to go through. You've heard them all before. Southern Cross Austereo said it acted on legal advice regarding contempt of court and defamation. We apologise for interrupting the Ray Hadley program. A continuing segment of the program relates to a case currently before the court which we're not permitted to discuss on air. Now, they're sending that to all their advertisers. That is not true. Otherwise, The Australian and The Telegraph would not be able to talk about it. So, that's the story. And they took us off almost immediately. So, that's the story. And they can leave me off full-time for all I care because it's reported in the Australian newspaper and the Telegraph, yet here they are again trying to censor what I do on this program, and I won't tolerate it. I will not tolerate it. I'll simply just keep doing what I'm doing. 131873, and I would encourage all those listeners on those stations right across Australia simply to go to 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au with a podcast, and you'll hear exactly what I've got to say.